You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Isabella Hawker, founder and CEO of The Whip. The Whip is an email newsletter that is changing the way younger generations consume news. Three mornings a week, Isabella whips the top news stories, delivering you the stories that you need to know. Isabella, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing great, and good morning to you. Thanks for coming out to be with us. So for starters, Isabella, how did you come up with this concept and idea?
Well, Eric, it started as a problem that I had and a lot of my friends had at university, where you were being asked all the time, what was going on in the world? What was the news of the day, especially for someone studying communications and journalism? And there wasn't really, we didn't know what the news was, and that was partly because a lack of interest in spending the time to find the right news story because you want to trust the source. So it was really born out of that need for something to be simple and easy to tell us what was going on.
Tell us why this became important to you.
It's important to me because it was an idea that really struck me at its core. I just really want to be empowering young people, young Australians, to provide them with an easier way to stay informed. It's a problem that I personally had, and I found that many other young Australians had as well.
And looking at the creation and the process of starting the company, what has been your greatest challenge so far?
Yeah, well, my greatest challenge so far has probably been within growth, being able to grow my subscription base with not much funding, or no funding at all, really, other than my own personal funding. So really, in a growth hacking sense, to try and find new ways through across a bunch of marketing channels to gain more subscribers, grow my business.
Funding has to be one of the top five challenges of starting a business. Without a question, today we are joined by Isabella Hawker, the founder and CEO of The Whip, an email newsletter that is changing the way younger generations consume news here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, flipping the other side of the coin over, what is your greatest achievement and then your greatest failure?
Yeah, well, I believe my greatest achievement is just where I am now. From where I started in about June last year, I'm nearly a full year in business production, and just being here is what my greatest achievement. But something I am quite proud of is doing my first pitch to investors. And it was a mock pitch. So I wasn't successful in investment because there was no actual investment, but I did win the pitching competition and have been automatically registered for a boot camp event. So that was pretty exciting.
And I bet it was. Now, what is your main motivation to succeed? What drives you?
My main motivation to succeed, I think, again, stems from why this is important to me, because I really just want to help other young Australians out there who are having the same problem as me. It's very important to me that I benefit Australians. You know, why is this important to the rest of Australia's innovative future? I just believe that the Whip can help shape the next Australian generation and create leading professionals and innovation influencers. If you know what's going on in the world, you can make the best informed decisions that you can.
I would certainly agree with you on that. Now, tell us, what is the next chapter for your business? What do you want to achieve next?
I'd probably say that the next chapter for the WIP is in creating new product features, new features to the WIP that are in advance to the subscription that we already have now, to help generate revenue, of course, but help provide a better service to our customers. I really want to achieve more of a national reach at the moment. I have more dominated in a few states, and a national reach would be fantastic.
Isabella, certainly is impressive what you've been able to create in such a short time. We really have appreciated getting to know you and more about the WIP. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, takeaways, a final word, or a final tip today?
Yeah, I would probably say that my tip would have to be when you're thinking of starting an idea, don't start something you don't believe in. The startup process can sometimes be quite glamorized, but it's actually quite hard to keep going. And if you don't have an idea you believe in, you're not going to have the motivation to keep going when it gets tough. Trust me, it will.
And thanks for that, Isabella. Really appreciate that. Before you go, tell our listeners where they can get access and get more information about the WIP.
The WIP, so it's an online news service. If you go to www.thewip.net, we are also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at thewipau. That would be the easiest way to get in touch with us. So check out our website.
Sounds like a plan. Well, again, Isabella, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success to you and the company, and certainly appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Isabella Hawker, the founder and CEO of The WIP, an email newsletter that is changing the way younger generations consume news 3 mornings a week. Isabella whips the top news stories, delivering you the stories you need to know. And for more information, simply visit thewip.net. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.